It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
It's the final battle. You've been waiting for it. Well, here it is. It's the final battle. We'll get started. Oregon, you know, they're famous for the jerseys that they wear. Well, this week they're wearing jerseys that make them look like actual ducks.
Finally.
They have the green shirts, the white pants, and these... what color is that?
Orange.
What color? Why do you have an Oregon shorts on?
Because I love the ducks, man. Come on now.
You're like so many bandwagon fans.
No, okay, with college teams, I spread the love,
Lord.
Okay?
You definitely, yeah,
spread
certainly,
the love.
Certainly, like one each conference.
It's about
There's
time
nothing wrong
they
with
had
that.
The duck uniforms.
So, about time, what do you think of them?
They are sweet.
Yeah, I don't know what took them so long. They actually look really nice.
I love the uniforms. I love the concept. Go Ducks, baby.
Okay, so we know the Bills fired their offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, but how about this? On team picture day, right after the team picture,
how about
a slap in the face?
That's a slap in the face. That's a kick to the groin. Take
oh,
this picture.
Man.
Oh, by the way, yeah, you don't have a job anymore.
Hey, he gets a nice professional picture in a Bills polo.
They should have fired your
want.
They should have fired your boy, Rex Ryan, too.
My boy. Don't call him my boy. He's left the
train.
And homeless Rob Ryan.
Yeah, seriously. All right, so... the Texans play the Patriots. They run a poll before the game asking how they would score a touchdown first.
LOL. Not happening.
Yeah.
They got the big old goose egg.
Did anybody see the other Texans? Texans have been on social media a whole lot. They posted something saying, since we ran over 100 yards, you get a free 6 Chicken McNuggets. Well, that's nice, Texan fans. I'm glad you get that, but you still get your butts whipped by
I
the
mean,
Patriots
still don't get a
shut
win.
Out. So.
McNuggets make everything better.
This
so.
Is true. I love Chicken McNuggets at McDonald's. I'm kind of a McNugget junkie. All right, Kristaps Porzingis, he's in the offseason. He's having a little bit of fun. He was at a camp with a kid. This kid is known as the crying Knicks fan. He booed him on draft day. He was very unhappy. Well, Porzingis matched up 1-1 with him at this camp and absolutely slammed it down. So
good.
Kristaps,
the players.
At it again.
Those were the most... I don't even fakest. Those are the fakest tears I've ever seen from a kid in my entire life.
Man.
You can't tell me that kid wasn't fake crying and trying to get TV attention.
That
was not real.
Do you
real.
Think kids think like
watch,
that?
Watch.
That's a very,
I bet his
that's
parents
a very elaborate
him.
Scheme watch to get
the video,
on television.
Watch the video. Zoom in on this kid's face. Tell me he's not crying. There
oh
were no.
Gosh.
There was no water coming
Adam
out of his Formal, eyes.
Adam Formal, conspiracy theorist.
No water coming out of
That'll,
this kid's eyes.
We'll have that on at 3 in the morning.
He was booing.
On 90.9 The Light.
With a frowny face.
I'm good at conspiracy theories, too. Put me on.
Adam and Denton's conspiracy theory. All right, how about this one? You guys will love this. An article this week reveals Kurt Angle says at the height of his prescription drug addiction.
Yeah, I don't know if I love a drug addiction.
He took 65 Vicodin a day. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's one of the best wrestlers in the world.
Is the WWE a culture that promotes taking Vicodin?
Well,
yes or yes?
He was
yes.
in TNA.
Yeah, he was in TNA.
Some of this.
So that's he just needs to get away from that because TNA sucks.
And let me put this into perspective. This is a guy whose neck is the size of my leg. Like it is so swollen that it's unreal. This guy has way too many neck surgeries. I'm so glad he's gone.
I think we should
wrestling.
Actually measure that.
And WWE doesn't
oh my gosh.
Isn't a culture that promotes Vicodin use. It's just the industry of professional wrestling. It's a very dangerous industry.
65 of anything
industry.
Is a lot.
Yeah, well, 65 of anything is a lot. I mean,
this is true.
He should be doing that.
All right, so David Ortiz, for now, he is retiring, and he's kind of doing his little tour. So he goes to the Baltimore Orioles, and for a retirement gift, you know what they give him? They give him the phone that he smashed in 2013.
Yeah,
slap in the face,
year.
Or...
I think that's funny, actually.
It's a pretty good video.
I bet David Ortiz found it funny as well.
Big Poppy, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was trashed that year, so that's probably why he broke the phone.
I still hope that they keep doing those SNL Big Poppy skits.
2013 is when they won.
Was it when they won?
Yeah, they won it all that year.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of probably
too many
the year
baseball
before
years.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, too many.
When
too
I was a
baseball.
Child.
Well, baseball is coming to a close, and one person that we will not be seeing next year, maybe... whether he retires or dies, who knows? But
speaking of cynical, geez, Joe.
I didn't mean
crying
to.
Out loud.
I apologize. We'll end it with this.
Death.
Come back next week when Joe writes Vin Scully's obituary.
Hey, I love Vin Scully. We're all here because of Vin Scully.
Here lies.
We're all here because of... I was not insulting... I apologize. I was not insulting Vin Scully.
I mean,
not
he
insulting
is,
Vin Scully.
He is pretty old.
He's 88 years old.
No, he's pretty old. pretty
Joe's
old.
Joe's already got him in the grave, so
no,
it's cool.
Vince Scully's great.
He's 6 feet under already.
He has a chance today. The Dodgers have a chance to clinch the playoffs.
I hope they don't. Oh, no, I don't like the Dodgers.
Cynical much.
Yeah.